Let's talk about HR technology for a moment. I'm a fan of any HR technology that allows you to learn, that allows you to analyze your own efforts, analyze a team efforts, analyze an organization that are macro efforts, analyze if your inkling, if your gut feelings, if your behaviors are aligned for optimal productivity and success. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of any HR technology that provides recommendations based off of data. I'm a big fan of any HR technology and tools that allows you to analyze trends and processes that inevitably will work and connect that data to certain individuals at a contextual level. I'm a big fan. And I think a lot of HR people are overwhelmed with the onslaught and the overwhelming amount of HR technology that's out there. And not enough of those leaders are being thoughtful about the areas that I just explained, the recommendations, the sentiment, the behavior, the learning, the growth, right? HR technology, yes, was built and is built for scale, for saving time, for supporting our lazy DNA that we are as human beings. Let's just call it what it is. Let's just be frank about it. Human beings are innately lazy unless it's connected to things that we genuinely care about. Things that can push us forward with our own, you know, professional and or personal endeavors. Things that are connected to our family members. Things that are in really extreme scenarios. We are finding ourselves to be motivating and inspirational and try to find ways to fix significant health issues. But generally, right, from a professional perspective, we as HR people are always locked in as it pertains to things that will allow us to scale, get things done faster, and find efficiencies. That's what we do. But not enough, in my personal opinion, not enough organizations, not enough HR people, not enough leaders, period, are trying to learn and grow and use data to do that. A lot of HR people are using data to make more thoughtful decisions. Again, so they don't waste time, money, resources, etc. But how about growth? Let's take recruiting for an example. How often do we find our HR leaders, our recruiting leaders, our head of talent acquisition, whatever the case is going to be, right? How often are you analyzing a simple thing like speaking time? How often are you thinking about it? How often are you thinking about if you're rambling? How often are you thinking about in a 35-minute first round, second round interview, what's the splits of leaning into that individual's personal context, leaning into figuring out if that person's that individual's personal background can, and skill set can be connected to other roles that maybe they didn't even apply for? Speaking time. How often do we analyze that? How often are we unpacking that? How often are we taking that speaking time, taking the notes of that interview, understanding the sentiment within the interview, and then working with our learning and development leaders to cultivate and create a quarterly training for our recruiters that are based around sentiment, that are based around creating psychological safety within first and second round and third round and final interviews, based around watching your talking time, right? Because that's called what it is. Yes, there are gaps that we must fill as recruiters as it pertains to certain contextual nuances and realities of the organization. Yes, that is true. But we also, let me repeat, but we also need to lean in more, in my personal opinion, to who they are as an applicant, what they possess, what they potentially can bring in ways that are diverse, ways that are obscure, ways that are different, ways that are that didn't necessarily pop off on the resume. Because if a good applicant is spending a lot of time, they can go to the website, right? They can read the about us section. They can look at the team dynamic. They can use things like Zoom Info or LinkedIn Navigator or LinkedIn. They can find ways to learn about the organization. But how often are you analyzing speaking time? So that was one example. Another example is, how often are you looking at data as it pertains to the behaviors, the capabilities that a consistent amount of high potentials or impactful leaders inside of your company have and possess, and then take that continual data about who has been successful within your culture, within the season of your organization, and then recreating the job description, recreating the needs, responsibilities, behaviors that you seek in the next round of your potential high potentials, the next round of those that you're going to inevitably embed inside of those teams to work with those high potentials. How often are you using that data to be, again, more thoughtful, learn, more strategic? Are you using the data only to identify your high potentials, identify who inevitably may drop off and have retention issues, and then just using it for productivity and using it for efficiency? Are you actually learning from it? That's the nuanced difference. I think there's a difference between taking data, making tweaks, but then taking data, making tweaks, and then literally sitting down and pondering that data, having an all-hands whiteboard meeting unpacking that data. How often does that happen? It's very similar to a trainer that trains you in the gym and puts you through an onslaught of all these different exercises and movements. And then 8 months later, after you no longer can afford that trainer or you've hit your body goals, you walk away not knowing one movement. You walk away not having any ability to expand upon movements that you have potentially learned. And now you're finding yourself empty, lost. And now you've gained the weight back within 6 months. It's because you didn't learn. You were just finding efficiencies. And that is what I want more HR people to realize, lock in on, and be thoughtful about. It's literally, in my personal opinion, not just about finding efficiencies, scaling, moving faster, and doing so thoughtfully. It's about learning. It's about if you didn't have this technology at your disposal, you would still be able to make those thoughtful decisions because it's embedded in your subconscious. It's something you know like the back of your hand. You've learned. So whether that's recruiting, whether that's identifying your high potentials, whether that's organizing and putting a team together, learn. Understand. Use HR technology to impact your learning growth and potential. As always, just a few thoughts. Just a few perspectives. Let's talk soon.